This time we get a chance to speak with the mayor of Mineral Wells, Mayor Reagan Johnson. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We're cold, but we're well.
Well, there you go. You know, it's always nice to get a chance to chat with the mayors in our listening area, and it gives us a chance to get a feel of how you all are handling it in Mineral Wells. Give us an overall feeling on how Mineral Wells has been handling this weather event.
As far as the people are concerned, I'm proud of even our citizens. Everybody, you know, has been really resilient. We've struggled since about 2 o'clock on Monday morning. We had quite a large portion of town go without electricity. And it finally, a lot of those places got restored about 2:30 a.m. this morning, but that was 48 hours without electricity in these temperatures. So lots of people relocating to friends' homes or just people that would open their doors and just working the logistics out for their needs amongst themselves. So proud of our citizens, as always, for helping each other out. Ran into some water issues last night. As far as the pressure dropping, we had several of our wholesale customers have leaks. That coupled with another fire main leak at near our hospital, the pressure just dropped low enough that you're required to issue a boil water notice. So that'll be on until we can follow protocol. And the tanks are filling back up, though, and things are moving in the right direction, but it'll still be a process.
Yeah, you know, it's something that you probably don't, I mean, you can plan for something like this, but until it happens, you just don't, you know, realize the effect of what a storm or the cold, I mean, below zero wind chills, as well as a real temperature, too, how it affects a city. But I'm sure you had something on the books that says, well, here's what we're going to do or whatever else. Did it kind of play out, or did it kind of surprise you a little bit?
It played out. I think we were fairly proactive. I met with the city manager, and we spoke with Public Works before this event started. And, for example, one of the things we asked citizens to do was insulate their meter boxes so their water meter wouldn't freeze. And, you know, we so rarely get these temperatures, I didn't even realize that was a possibility here. But I think, you know, the citizens really stepped up, and that helped a lot. I mean, you know, keeping those water meter from freezing up. And then we equipped our trucks with hoses that actually go from the exhaust pipe that they can warm those meter boxes up with. And so, you know, guys were able to, when they did thaw up, go out and get them thawed fairly quickly.
You know, every city has great employees, and I'm sure you do too. And to go out and put out with wind chills, we were at 15 to 20 degrees below zero in one of those mornings or a couple of those mornings. You got to be pretty proud of your employees out there.
I am very proud of them. They've been, you know, relentlessly working all through this, trying to, you know, maintain as we go along, fix brakes as they come up, do whatever it is that they've got to do. But, you know, they're also aware that it's far from over as things begin to thaw out.
Yeah, once you get the thawing process, then you've got another problem. You could probably start discovering busted pipes and such like that. Are you getting a lot of calls from residents? How's the call factor coming into City Hall?
Calls are actually being rerouted because even at our own City Hall complex, our phone and internet service is down. So they're being rerouted out to the water plant, but they're fielding those calls. And it's been not overwhelming, but it's certainly a much, much higher call load than what they're used to. And they're dealing with the emergency water situations. And, but they are getting to those fairly quickly. But we are certainly hoping our phone and internet service is up at City Hall once things start unthawing and that call load increases even more.
You know, one of the things I saw, and I kind of monitor social media, and you talk about how people are coming together and helping everybody else. I actually saw, I think it was somebody that was promoting, they were cutting wood and cutting all day long, and they were bringing loads of wood into town just to give away to people to keep warm, and they weren't asking for any money or anything. It was just kind of somebody, you know, neighborly stuff going on and just trying to help, you know, your fellow neighbors out. And that's got to be pretty heartwarming to hear.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've always said that, you know, we're a city of heritage, hospitality, and hope. And that hospitality bone is strong within this community. It always has been. And it makes me very proud to be part of Mineral Wells and a group of citizens who will, anytime there's a need, they will step up. and do whatever it is that they can to help with that. And so it didn't surprise me, I guess, that citizens were doing that kind of thing for one another, but as always, proud of them.
Yeah, and you know what? Mineral Wells itself, and you can take a second here and talk about it. You guys are doing some big things in Mineral Wells.
We are doing a lot of big things in Mineral Wells right now. You know, in fact, I laugh sometimes, our mayor position over here, it's virtually volunteer. I think we get about $10 a meeting with a $200 maximum, and I could spend full time just meeting with different investors and people coming to Mineral Wells that are wanting to be a part of what's going on. The revitalization effort has just snowballed over the last, that's a great term for now, has snowballed over the last couple of years. You know, we've got the Crazy Water Hotel, and that's been a public-private partnership. Special legislation was even created to get that project going. You know, the Baker Hotel is coming together on that project. They are, you know, about $10 million in the renovation of that hotel. It's looking absolutely beautiful. And then just the individual buildings downtown, as well as we're also working on some things with our airport and some other manufacturing businesses that are coming to town. So we're moving and shaking for sure.
All right, there you go. Well, it looks like you guys have handled this pretty well, and you continue to do so, and I'm sure you're going to monitor everything over the next few days. By the way, you do have a warming station there. You mentioned it was one of the churches there, right?
Yes, Well of Life Church. Everybody knows it's a church located behind Chicken Express. So that's been open and available, and like many of the others around here, it's a little bit like camping. You know, you're asked to bring your own supplies, but it's available.
All right, there you go. Well, Mayor Reagan Johnson of Mineral Wells, hey, thank you for taking the time and joining us on the Wake Up Crew on K-Hits 95.5. We certainly appreciate it, and if there's anything that you guys need or wanted to get out, make sure you get in contact with us, and we'll be glad to help you out, but we appreciate you taking some time and joining us this morning.
Absolutely, Mike. Thank you for having me.